Okay, good morning everyone. My name is Tian Yanfang. I'm a PhD candidate from China Agricultural University. My supervisors are Gui Tongli, Qi Meilin, and Xiaorong Zhao. Today, the subject of my presentation is synchronizing soil nitrogen supply to vegetable nitrogen uptake by available carbon in greenhouse cultivating system. Next, I will first introduce some information about the greenhouse vegetable development in China. In 2013, 0.205 billion hectare field can produce 0.706 billion tons vegetable, but in 2008 the greenhouse vegetable area was very large. It was 90% of the whole world. We all know in China there are many kinds of greenhouse, but the most popular was the sunlight greenhouse. In 2012, the total area of sunlight greenhouse has reached 1 million hectares. But different from the greenhouse vegetable developed in China, the organic vegetable production in China is not very high. In 2003, the area of for organic vegetable production was 2,000 hectares. But in 2014, there are about 160 plant gardens in Beijing suburban. For us, it is difficult to know the accurate area of the organic vegetable production now, both for the national and the regional levels. But local researchers in Beijing said an increasing need for organic vegetable produced in greenhouses, it has become a social problem. So we all know if we want to get the organic vegetable production, we can only use the organic fertilizer as a nutrient resource. So the organic fertilizer has the national standard. First, the organic matter content is must be larger than 45%, and the total nitrogen, potassium, phosphorus content, nutrient content must be larger than 5%, but the moisture must be less than 30%. In practice, the nitrogen content of the organic fertilizer was less than 1.5%, and its release rate varies in a wide range. We conclude many kind of organic fertilizers, and its nitrogen release patterns was different. For the organic fertilizer with high available nitrogen, at the early stage, its nitrogen release was very high. It will produce a lot of nitrogen at the first stage, and then its nitrogen content is very low. But for the organic fertilizer with the high available carbon at the early stage, it will immobilize the nitrogen and then produce some nitrogen at the later stage. Different from these two kind of organic fertilizers, for the well-matured organic fertilizer, nitrogen release was very stable during the growing season. And this curve is plant uptake of the nitrogen. We can say at the early stage, for nitrogen is very low, and after that, it needs large amount of nitrogen for its growing. So it obviously single organic fertilizer cannot satisfy the plant uptake for the nitrogen. So so what should we do? And we all know the synchronization of the nitrogen supply with plant demand is important both for the environmental and agronomic reasons. So we we collect many information and others' work, and we find there are many factors controlling the soil nitrogen supply, especially the available organic carbon and the soil microbial biomass, soil moisture and temperature. But the main factors were the available organic carbon and the soil microbial biomass. So according to these factors, we set up two incubation studies. The first is we use the glucose as the available carbon to see the available carbon dose effect on the dynamic of soil mineral nitrogen in the greenhouse soil. And we have five treatments and use the different use the 100 ppm, 500 ppm, 1000 ppm, and 3000 ppm. And we got some this is the properties of the greenhouse soil in China. And we got some results. And the first is the available carbon effect on the soil respiration. We can see at the early 10 days, the soil microbes have the first respiration, and the more quantity of available carbon, the more soil respiration. But for the treatment with a lower quantity of available carbon, it has no effect on the soil respiration. For the soil mineral nitrogen, we can see available carbon induced the immobilization of the soil nitrogen, and the large quantity of available carbon can immobilize the large soil nitrogen. Also, for the soil microbial biomass, we can see the available carbon have big effect on the soil microbial biomass carbon and soil microbial biomass nitrogen in the soil amended with high amount. According to the results of the incubation study, study one, we choose two doses of the glucose. The first is 1000 ppm, the second is 3000 ppm. In the second incubation study, we want to see the types of available carbon effect on the dynamics of soil mineral nitrogen in greenhouse soil. And we also have five treatments. The first is soil only, the second is glucose with 1000 ppm, the third is glucose with 1000 ppm, and the cellulose with 3000 ppm. The fourth one is glucose with 3000 ppm. The last one is 3 ppm glucose and 3000 ppm cellulose. So we also got the results of the soil respiration and soil mineral nitrogen and soil microbial biomass carbon and nitrogen. The first is soil respiration. Glucose had a significant effect on the soil microbes respiration at the early stage, but the cellulose main effect on the soil microbes respiration at the later stage of the incubation. And on the soil mineral nitrogen, at the early 10 days, glucose induced the soil immobilization. But at the later stage, we can see the cellulose induced the soil nitrogen, mineral nitrogen, and it main impact on the soil remineralization. And the last is on soil microbiomass. The glucose and the cellulose have big positive effect on the soil microbiomass carbon and soil microbial biomass nitrogen. And the treatment with the cellulose or the soil microbial biomass was very high, and its time is very long. So according to the to these two incubation studies, we got some conclusion. The first is glucose can increase the soil nitrogen immobilization and reduce soil mineral nitrogen content in the early stage of growing season. And the second is it has big positive effect on the soil microbial biomass carbon and the soil microbial biomass nitrogen when high amount of glucose applied. The third is cellulose decreases the soil mineral nitrogen content and as inducing high immobilization of soil mineral nitrogen. The third one is these two kind of available carbon increased the soil microbial biomass during the early stage, but had impact on the soil mineral nitrogen during the later stage. Maybe in the future, I will, according to this, the results of the incubation, these two kind of two incubation study, and to find a new kind of organic fertilizer to and use them into the field to produce more organic vegetables and give us more benefits. Okay, thank you. We use the glucose and the cellulose to control the nitrogen release and to see the is to control the release and we want to stop the its release at the early stage and then reduce the carbon content and get more nitrogen at the later stage.